Okay, if anybody is still here, gets it, just ask. Yes, so what do we have so far? We're in the second line from the bottom of the room, if you move it out. So we might have put a mission letter, I think we'll have Tzuris Levana, pictures of the moon. The Gemara asked, how is that, how's that looked at? There's a mystery of L'sasin Kedmus, L'sasin Iti. L'sasin Kedmus Shamasha, M'sham Shemufane, Bamar. M'sham Shemufane, we didn't have the word Bamar. M'sham Shemufane. Chariz Kedmus M'sham Shem. So Abai answered that the issue of L'sasin Iti is only Shamashim She'ev Shalasas Kemaisel. Like the clay mikdash, there's things that you could really make a life-size replica. So that goes into the Issa. But there's no Issa, recently at this underthought, there's no Issa to make a Tzuras Meshamshin that you can't make a life-size replica of it anyway. The Cham and the Levana, so that's really Mutter. That's what we're holding. So the Gemara asks, second to last line, V'shamashim she'ev shalasas kemoisim mi shari. Is that true? That the Issa is only Klei HaMikdash, like Abayi said, but other Meshamshin HaMutter? So here we have right next to the word Bamarai. This is the Fesh, Shamashim, even the heavenly Mishamshim. Now I'm going to make a Tzurav. So again, it's Sharon Abba Gamliel. So my answer is Omer Abaye. We didn't show you why to say El Omer Abaye. Hope that's maybe next week we talk. Maybe, I'm not sure. But anyway, Omer Abaye, le'osar Torah ele kidmus dalid ponim ba'adi adodi. That in the Chanam, there's an issue to make shamoshim b'morim. To shamoshim b'morim means the shamoshim in the mother, it only means the mus dalid ponim ba'adi adodi, the mus merkava, not the sun and the moon and the sun. The mus merkava is also. So when we say mishamshim, even there's an issue to make klei hamikdash. But in Shamayim, this is to make Meshamshim that are in Shamayim, it's only the Dalad Pon and Ba'adei Adoni, only the Merkava. So Rav says, Meshav Odom Ayim Menesha. Chay Achas. So one Chay with four Pon. Look, Mes Chay is HaKadosh Tichshiv Iti, Hashri is Etzli. That's the Mashmash I was explaining. Why only those? Because those are Iti. Those are the Mother Elyon. If the Yisr is only Dalek Padam Bahadi Adodi, so parts of Adam should be Mutter. The Brisa says parts of Adam is also. So that's a posh. Pshat in the Brisa was Machalik Sabai and Robert, beating with the Sugi. Abai said that the Mitzi also is talking about Oisa, like we're now understanding it. The Rabbi said that's not found in the Baisa. The Rabbi said the Mitzios is talking about the Moitze. And it's talking about the Sarapis and Chava and so on. I'm saying that wrong. Abai said the Mitzios is Baisa. And Rabbi said, Kulub the Moitze. You know, Mitzios are Yehudi. Yeah, you're right. So the Rabbi doesn't really say in the Baisa that there's an Isser Asiyas Suras Adam. The Brisa about Tzuras Adam is talking about you found it and Sa'apis and Chayshish for Avodah Zarah. Doesn't really say Nisar Basiyas Tzuras Adam in that Brisa at all. So the Tzuras picks up on. Tzuras says this, Meduk in the Gemara that everybody held from the Drosh of Lysas and Oisi. The Gemara is hanging on the peg of the Brisa. But that's an Isser of, or everybody held as an Isser of Asiyas Tzuras Adam. But that way, everybody held, sort of a posture to the Gemara, there's an Isser of Asiyas Tzuras Adam. Whether you read that into the Brisa or not, that's maybe a machlekes Abaye and Rava. So I guess it means for convenience's sake, the Gemara calls the Brisa. If you're Rava, it's not a Brisa. But nonetheless, the issue is an issue of poshut that you're not allowed to make a Tzuras Adam. In fact, the Gemara, why are you not allowed to make a Tzuras Adam? So there's two ways to understand the Gemara's kasha. What's Gemara asking? Elam le'at the parts of Adam l'shtari. Could learn the Gemara's asking. if the Isser of Shamshim, well, let me start the other way. Could say the Gemara is asking from the Dalek Pana Bahadi Adodi. Abai said that the Isser is only Dalek Pana Bahadi Adodi, and one of those Dalek Pana is Tzur Sodom, so it's Mashma only Tzur Sodom with the other three together, but Tzur Sodom Luchod Nat. That's the Gemara's kasha, just a technical kasha. If the Braisa says Tzur is Dalek Pana Bahadi Adodi, but not, it doesn't say it's Tzur Sodom. So why is it that a Tzur Sodom is also? Well, you can learn the Gemara's kasha. Is the Gemara's asking more? The Gemara's asking, if you're telling me that there's no Issur Shamashim, that we're only answering Shamashim Shiva Modar Elyon, like the Dalek Pana Bahadi Adodi, but the Cham and the Levana Mutter, so in Odom, it's a Mishamish B'Modar HaTachtan, he's not a Mishamish B'Modar Elyon. He's a Mishamish down here on earth. So why is it also to make it Tzur Sodom? I'm just asking now, Pshat, I'm not saying a Lomdash thing, I'm just saying in the flow of the Gemara. When the Gemara asks, why is Tzur Sodom also? The Gemara's answer is going to be, because there's a special Isser of Tzur Sodom. Amr Rabbi Yehuda Beid, Rabbi Shuvim, Pirkei Rabbi Shuvim Shmilei, V'sasin Iti, V'sasin Oisi. There's an Isser to make a Tzur of Oisi. The Tzur Sodom is called Oisi, the Rambam says, because the Banishim is misdrived in the Nevi'im, but Tzur Sodom. Adam Alakise. So the Isser of V'sasin Oisi is because it's a divine image. It's Kiviyachol, the image of the way the Nevi'im saw, Be'adah Nevi'im Adam, they see a Tzur Sodom when they see the Rebbeinu Shalom. So that's like a whole different Isser of Tzur Sodom. But what does happen here? Nobody asked the Kasha, Elam Yatu Tzur Sodom. The Gemara know that a Tzur Sodom is also because it's a Tzelem Elikim, it's a Tzur Sodom. The Gemara is just asking from the Dalit, he's one of the Dalit Ponim. Not so much that way, because then the Teretz is not so clear. If he's one of the Dalit Ponim, so what did he answer? There's a special Isser, but... So why is an Isser a Dalit Ponim? Every Dalit Ponim includes the Shadim Ma'ase Eskat, Taisus Eskat. It's much more the other way. The Gemara is asking, the Gemara's Havamin was that an Odom should be Osir. The Gemara's Havamin was. It's Medik also in the Lashon Gemara. The Gemara says, Vishamish. When the Gemara gives the answer, it says, Mi Pirkei Rabbi Shuvim Shmilei. Shmili, Lissasin Isi, Lissasin Isi, Lissasin Isi. Avashash Moshim Shari. Those last three words, Avashash Moshim Shari. It's Mashma. The Gemara in the Kasha thought that the Tzur Sodom is also Al Shamoshim. This is the point that I want to bring out. Maybe just Medayak and Lashon Gemara. It's Medayak and Lashon Gemara, but the Gemara in the Kasha thought that the Isser of Tzur Sodom is Al Shamoshim. So the question was, if we're asking Tzur Sodom Al Shamoshim, so we should ask the Tzur Chamu Levana also Al Shamoshim. So the Gemara's answer is no, Tzur Sodom is not also Rosh Hashem. Tzur Sodom is also Rosh Lissasin Oisi, as the other Malachisek. But Rosh Hashem will be mutter, because he's not. So the Isser of Shamashim is only Dalek Pana Bahadi Adodi. The Lashon Gemara, you hear the point that I want to make? It'll be important later on when we get to the Pesach of the Rambam. It's Mdik in the Gemara, that the Gemara in the Kasha thought that Tzur Sodom is also Rosh Mishamshim. Because the Odom is Mishamshim. Why is Odom Mishamshim? Presumably. Why is Odom Mishamshim? Presumably, because they were here, Adam and Yivel, the Shamash is coming. So the Gemara thought that Adam is also asked Mishamshim. So the Gemara asked, so it's a raya that we don't only ask her, that we don't only ask her the Tzur Semer Kavo. We ask her Mishamshim that are lower down also. So we should ask her Tzur Chama too. So the Gemara's answer is, no, it's Mishamshim, we only ask her the Merkava, the Mother Eli, more than Mother Eli, the Merkava. Adam is not as Mishamshim. Adam is also Sasan Oisi, because it's a Tumus of, in the Biyad and Avim, the Rebbeinu Shlomo is Mishraizah with the Tzur Sodom. It's nothing to do with Mishamshim at all. Mimela, we could revert to what we said originally, that Shah Mishamshim and Takamutter. As Mishamshim, the issue is only Dalek Pana Bahadi Adodi.
According to that, what's the Elamei Atta? Elamei Atta sounds more like directly from right before, sounds more like the question.
Yeah, because since it says, Leosa Terla, Ela, Tumus, Dalek Pana Bahadi Adodi, so the Gemara's answer basically was, Rabbi is saying that the Isser's Mishamshin is only the highest level Mishamshin, the Merkabah. But all the Mishamshin that are lower than that, like Tzur Chama Levana, they're all Mishamshin, Salsam, Smecham, Lassus, and Sukkainim, but they're all their own Mishamshin, but they're not Mishamshin the level of Dalek Pana Bahadi Adodi. Frankly, so Adam is also not on the level of Dalek Pana Bahadi Adodi. Adam is also a Mishamish down here, a lower Mishamish. So why is Adam Osir? Why is Hadmir was Adam's Osir as Mishamish? But now that you're telling me that we only ask the top echelon Mishamshim, all the other Mishamshim are Mutter, so Adam should also be Mutter. No, Adam's not also as Mishamish. Adam's also because they have a different Osir place as Mishamish. Then the Gemara asks, "B'shamim shamim shem b'shari." Matali l'sasim leisi l'sasim k'mushem oshem shamim shem l'fonei b'amor. And now we have more. Grenei fanim sofim b'chayis hakodesh u'malachei hashoras. So it's really lower than the makom. So you see that we don't only ask the top level m'sham shem. We ask even lower level, the lower ranks. So you see, and we ask the m'sham shem. And again, it's in the Mishnah. So why did Abai say lost the Torah? Boost all the fun of Hadi Adodi. Is there a Chazor in Abai? Should there be an Ella? It's a big Arichas on the Ram. Why doesn't it say Taisin Rosh Hashanah also is Mar Abai? Why doesn't it say Ella? Omer Abai lost the Torah. Lishem Hashem Shir B'Modar HaElyon. You're right. It's not only the top. Not only the Dalit Fun of Hadi Adodi, but it's Shamashim that are in the Modar HaElyon. The Ruch Nistuk Shamashim, but the Chama and the Levana, that's a lower level. That's Mother Atachten. That low down already is not awesome. Fet Gemara Shem Mother Atachten Bishoy. Tanya Sheva Shemayim Rabbis Chama Levano Kichov Mazolis Mimal Rabbis Malach Hashoras. So you see that it's Fesh Chama Levano. You must know Kitani Hilo Evdom. That means to worship them. I'm not allowed to worship them. Fet Gemara Hilo Evdom Afil Shul Shul Kotanami. In a Chanan, the Sefer to Konami, Sefer to Konafka. The Zani Sheva Oretz Asher. Boris, Rabbis Yom and Horis, Chorim, Mugvois, Mitachas, Rabbis Shul Shul Kotan. So that price is not talking about Nisirasi at all. Frankly, more about Sigre, it also be short. You're telling me that you're allowed to make a Suras Chama? That's what we're saying. So far, what we're holding is the Isra of Asiya is only Modera Elyon. So Malachim, Dad Panam Hadadadi is for sure, that's even higher. But not Modera Tachlin. But Tanya, Lissasin Iti, Lissasin Kinmusha Moshe, Hamishamshim, Lefonai, Bamorim, Kigain Chama Levana, Kichavim, Umazolis. So he says, Beferish. That the issue of Lesasun Iti to make the Mushamashim is an issue to make Chama Levana Kechavim Mazolis. So then now we're really back to where we started. Hadra Kushi L'Duchto. So how can I really make? Now it turns out that the issue of Asiya Shamashim is not only Dalit Panu Mahari Adodi, and it's not only Shamashim Shivimoder Elyoim, even though Abai said, right? The Abai said, Omer Abai, we also tell Shamashim Shivimoder Elyoim. Now it turns out that it's Takan Hadli Shamashim Shivimoder Elyoim. It's even Shamashim Shivimoder Atachtim. So it's Takan Shara Yam Yamil. Yeah, Ka'omer, so now there's a problem in Abai. Abai said, Le also Torah, Le Mus Dalat Pana Ba'adei Adodi. And then Abai said, Le also Torah, Le Mus Shamashim Shiva Madar Elyon. Now it turns out that we're asking even Shamashim that are in the Madar HaTachdin, even Chama Levona. So what were all those members of Abai? So you could say, there's a Chazor, because you hold these prices. We shloved up Abai. Ron doesn't want to say that there's a Chazor in Abai, should have said Ella, person of Shara talks about it. There. He makes a kimptus that how to deal that every one of Abaye is true on some level. There are certain halachas that are only true in the Dus Alpanim, and there are certain halachas that are only true in the Mother Elyon, and so on. So that's separate mixite, not for now. But anyway, Shere Rabbi Gamliel, and for the word Shiny Rabbi Gamliel, Lechayim also Goy. Rabbi Gamliel didn't make the Suras Levana. He had Goy make it for him. So maybe there's no problem. The Suras for a Jew to make it, not to have a. If a Goy makes it for a Jew, it's not also. Taisus asks, what about Amir Lakum? Anything that's also for a Jew to do, like on Shabbos, it's not only on Shabbos, but it's just it's a general rule that you're not allowed to have a guy do an issue for a Jew. So he says the Tzorach Mitzvah, that's an issue of the Rabbanon, the Tzorach Mitzvah, Rabban Gamliel was could be made. But on Kapanim, that's the Gemara's answer. Then we get to a complicated piece of Gemara. This already we're going to, well, let me read it through now anyway, because let me read it through now anyway. Frank the Gemara. So you're telling me that if a guy does it, it's not a problem? In fact, Rabbi Yehuda, the Achayim Rosaloi, Rabbi Yehuda had a tzura that didn't make himself. V'omli Shmuel Rabbi Yehuda, Shinna Sami Eina Dedein. He had some kind of tzura in a ring or something, a seal. And Shmuel told him he should take out the eye because it's also to be Mashe, such a tzura. It was a chayim osulay, so it sounds like it's even by a chayim osulay. There's an issue. Sounds like this is even by a chayim osulay. Not so clear. This will be discussion for next week. What's the gemara's having there? What does the gemara think in the kasha? Does the gemara think in the kasha that the issue of sasin iti Maaseh really didn't make it. He just had it from Glaim. So we're going to have him in Shavuot also anyway, because Shmuel told him it's Sam Ein in the day. Is the Gemara's have him in a, that the Yisrael is Sassaniti is even to own it? So again, it's a Kashna Mulio regardless. The Gemara is asking a Kashna Mulio. You're telling me that Acherem Osloi is a Heter. Rabbi Yehuda is also Acherem Osloi. So you see that it's not a Heter. But why is it not a Heter? What did the Gemara think that? Why is it not a Heter? Could be the Gemara thinks that Loisasan Iti is even to own it. Not only to make it, just the owning it is a violation of Loisasan Iti. Or maybe, no, that the Gemara knows. Loisasan Iti for sure only means to make. But the Gemara's Havmin was that even though the Issa Derais is only to make it, but Midrabbanan it's also even to own it. Maybe because people will think that you made it. It's a complicated piece. So the Gemara answers, it's a complicated piece of Gemara, but these complications we're not going to get into today. So the Gemara answers, Hosom bechais mei boilet and mishum chshoda. The mashma than the kasha, we thought it was not mishum chshoda. Now the Gemara is answering, like the first way I said, the Gemara's havmin was, and this is the rice that I hold it. The Gemara said, no, no, such as the rice. So this is the rabbanon, since it was chais mei boilet al chshoda. And where do we find this concept of chshoda? And also, not so clear, what's the chshoda? Is the chshad people will think you make it? That you made it? Is the chshad people will think that you that you're worshipping it? What's the chshoda? It's also not clear in chshoda. We kisanya tabashe chais me boilet also lahanicha umuter lachtemba chais me shekeya muter lahanicha but also lachtemba. So it's like, if you have a tabas, if this chais me is boilet, so you're not allowed to keep it around because of chshad, because it's, again, either because people think that you made it, it's a beletta, so maybe people think that you made it, so able to assassinate it, or maybe people think that you're worshipping it. Let's say that's a more positive shot. People think that you're worshipping it, and it's a chais mei boilet. So you're not allowed to keep it around. But mutar lachtemba, but you're allowed to use it to make a seal, because the seal that you're making in the wax, the impression of the wax, is shekas. And there's no issur to make a tsura that's shekas. Only to make a tsura that's beletas. If the chaisim is shekeya, they're allowed to keep it around because nobody will think, let's say for the argument's sake, nobody will think, well, depending on what the shad is, the no shad, nobody will think that you're worshipping it because it's shekats, so there's nothing there to worship. Or nobody will think that you over lesasin iti, because since it's shekats, maybe there is no lesasin iti and shekats. That's okay. But you're not allowed to make an impression with it, because then it's going to be chaisim boilet. The impression of the wax is going to be boilet, rather. And if the impression of the wax is boilet, so either then you're making it tzuras adam, or maybe that people will think that you are worshipping. It's very little bit ambiguous what's going on in this rice. This rice is very, very, very packed. Also not clear what is this tabas, what does it have on it? What's the picture? Taisus here in Amud Aleph, in the Jewish Taisus in Amud Aleph, inside Mitzvah Shem, today, Taisus in Amud Aleph says it's a tzuras adam. Taisus in the base brings a bahag, and it was a tzur of a drachling. Not a tzuras adam. That's very negated pshat. If it's a tzuras adam, so then lesasin iti is in play. And this chais meboilet, chais meshekas, could be chilukim in terms of lesasin iti. The chais meboilet, you're allowed to make the impression in the wax because you're not making the tzuras adam because it's shekas. If the chais is shekas, then you're not allowed to make the impression in the wax because when you're making the wax, it's going to be boilet and you're violating lesasin oisi. According to the Bahag, that it's a tzuras drakling. And a tzuras drachin is no issur asiyah. The Gemara said b'feirush early in the Gemara that you're allowed to make a tzuras drachin. So then, for sure, we're talking about an issur of chshad of a nazar. And we'll have to say pshat in the brisa that if the chaisim is boilet, you're allowed to make an impression on the wax because nobody will think that you're worshipping the impression on the wax. But if the chaisim is boilet, then you're not allowed to make an impression. Then you, if the chaisim rather is shekas, if the tabas is shekas, then you're not allowed to use it in the wax because then what comes out of the wax is going to be bekas. And people will think that you're worshipping the Tzura HaBekas in the wax. It's a Gemara about Chshad. The whole thing is about Chshad, and it's nothing to do with Leisasun Iti. So how to read the Shakta, every step of this Gemara is very ambiguous. And many different ways to read the steps here in the Gemara. This little piece about the Chaisim and Sam Eina Dedein. So we'll see, one thing at a time. In fact, the moment you see the shadow of a bekinish of the shafi also the nadod the ukmi be andarti and have the eyebrow of the shmuel the levi umasli be davei be lechayish the chshada. You said davening the shul that had a statue of an antarta. They weren't chayish for chshada. So you see that we're not chayish. You told me you told me now there's such a thing as chshada. It sounds like from the gemara that chshada means chshada of a nazar. People think that you were maybe not maybe chshada means chshada that somebody made the statue, that Jews made the statue. Again, that's so clear. It's chshada of a nazar. Is it chshad? Is it chshada of lesasin iti? clear pshat in the Gemara. Whatever Gemara here talks about pshat. So Gemara says, Rabim Shaini. Fighting of a Malil the Yochad having. So Achayim also live, but there was a pshat. My answers came in the Nosi Ha Yeshchichi Rabim Gabe. But same with the Prokem have. I used to put it away. He used to disassemble, so he only took it out on special occasions, so he didn't have time to make a chashav. We play same with Islam and China. The sign of Islam is simple classes, but the lomid lahovin lahiris. It's extra heter of lahovin lahiris. Okay, a lot going on in this Gemara. We're going to go through one thing at a time. Today I just want to talk about the Taisus at the bottom of the Gemara. And then the complications of this Gemara about the Tabas and so on. Most of that we'll talk about next week, on Monday. So the Taisus says, the assassin. Came into parts of Odom. This really should go on with baseball. Maybe she's going on the Dalit Panam. The Sassan Iti was happening from Shamoshai, Omer Abayo is talking about the Dalit Panam, how they don't be tameless, the fictitious. Came into parts of Odom, the Chude also. My itzich lesser the Bushem Moshem Shemamar. If the sense is also to make the parts of Adam, so what do I need a pasuk to tell me that you're not allowed to make Shamoshem Shemamar? I'm not talking about Dalit Pan. So many fanim, what it says later, fanim is often the Chayis Hakodesh Shemalach Yasharis. Taisus assumes that they all have a tzuris Adam. I don't really all of it suicide them. But they find him of a suicide them. The Malay and the Nayim, they have a suicide them. Maybe he's only asking for Malacha. You know, the Lashon is not Mashma. It's Mashma is asking for more of it. V'yishleima, devadi leka l'may l'shum malach v'sorof v'oifen ukuv. They find him as a chiddush. They tell you to think that Allah. They find him of a suicide them. They're like wheels. Anyway, Taisus lekel amalish shemalach v'sorah v'oifa v'kuv kin mus adam mamish. The Chacham Avinu prepare kamer chagigo the lekel oif. The Gemara says that the malachim lemaila they have no oif, they have no back of the head. I guess because they can't. They always have to be facing the Rebbeinu. I suppose that's the pshat. So they don't have a tzuris adam. They don't have an oif. Yeah, right, that's true. It's mashma, not just a face. It's talking to Zephyr. Right, I don't think anyways it's a face. How is it if it's just a head or a whole body? The answer is a different terms. The answer is because they have wings. I don't know, how does it really have wings? I guess you have a yod veil, like, you see they fly, so he assumes they have wings.
What?
Oh, sheish knafayim. Sheish knafayim. Yeah, by the chayas, it says. The chayas have wings, sheish knafayim. They don't all have wings. It says all of them have wings. The chayas.
Only use one.
The what?
For the answer, all you need is that
I would need to ask
for the
Shabbat.
Maybe only needs one.
I mean, maybe only needs one. So he only has to answer. Only has to answer one. But then it's a little shvek because the Brisa says that there's an Isra. The Brisa says there's Isra to make malachim. Why do you need a pasuk? You only need one. But why did the Brisa need to say that it's Osta that we dash and they're not allowed to make malachim? Every malach is a source of them. So probably better to have all of them. Maybe you could say agavidoch, you know, as long as we have one, then the other ones are already. Meister, the Ran says because they have wings. I don't know if he means that the Chayas have wings or he means they all have wings. A little bit different than Taisus. Taisus, they don't have earth, and the Ran says they don't have wings. Then you have, again, Taisus, another kashrut. And Taimah came into parts of Adam Luchudei also. So, my Isaac blessed Mus Arba Ponim Bahadi Adodi. Typically, Dikud Mus Adam. I guess here we assume there is an Erev. These are do have an Erev. How does he know that these have an Erev?
You say the four should be also just the Adam.
Yeah, but the Chayah doesn't have an Erev.
The Adam of the...
You mean the Adam in the Dal of Ponim had an Erev? Yeah. Because otherwise it wouldn't be called the Adam. So maybe there they could have an Erev because the whole thing, they couldn't turn their back on the Rebbeinu Shlom, but here you have the Dal of Ponim. Lloyd, I don't know, Taisus, I have no idea. But anyway, Taisus asked, what about the Dalit Pardon? So Taisus answered, Yeshleim al-Chayiv af-Kshemat Motzah parts of Odom v'Hishlam al-Dalit Pardon, Nechanam. It's also as parts of Odom. What if you already have a parts of Odom and you mash them the other three? So then you're going to be over on Asiyas Dalit Pardon. Yinam al-Avim Shtevavim. The Ran says that you need Dalit Pardon. He says Dalit Pardon is not a Surah Sodom. Dalapanam Haridot is taken out of Surah Sodom. Doesn't explain so much why. I thought this in the Kutta here, just in Pshat. How do two machlekas in the Ran and the Taisus? How do you deal with Malachim and how do you deal with Dalapanam? So Malachim, Taisus says they don't have an Erev. The Ran says they don't have wings. Dalapanam, Taisus says, Dalapanam is taken out of Surah Sodom. But this lava lo b'shnei lavin, or if you already have a tzuras adam, this is to make the other three. But in Echnami, every dalit panim includes a tzuras adam. And the Ran says, no, dalit panim is not a tzuras adam. So we have two machlokes in between the Ran and Taisus. One lagabe dalit panim and one lagabe malachim. Why is the issur of malachim not included in the issur of tzuras adam? Is it as the oyer for us the wings? Why is the Dalit Panim not included in the Surah Sodom? The Ran says, because Dalit Panim is not a Surah Sodom. And Taisus says, it is. It's Nechram, which is Lava Lo B'Shnei Lavin. So I thought, maybe it's Taka Tolli. This is what you started to bring up. The Issa to make a Surah Sodom, the Rosh is Mechadish. It's not only a head, it has to be the whole body. But it's a Chiddush. It's a Chiddush. In Shechonach, the Rosh is brought down as a Yeshayman. The issue to make a tzuras adam is not only the head alone, but it's the whole. You need to have hands and feet, and it's just the head. It's not in that also. Maybe tamuch. Maybe these are parts of adam. Is even kolach patzufi basurim chutz parts of adam. Maybe it means just the head. So I thought the pshutoy that that's the machlekes between Taisus and the Ran. The Taisus assumes that the issue is just the head. So Nela, what it doesn't help they have wings. The malchem have wings. But we're not being down there. But what about the head? The head is it's the head of a person. So Meil Tais has to say, no, even without the head, they don't have an Erev. And the same thing with Dalit Panim. The Ran held that Dalit Panim is not Shver, because they have like the one body, so it's not a Surah Sodom. That's what he said, Dalit Panim is not a Surah Sodom. And Tais has held that's not enough. But they have four heads. And the head of a Surah Sodom is also Mitzad Atzma. So Tais answers in the Chanami Lav, or Lubishnei Lav. Pshat, that was very compelling. And I think in a way it's Mukhuk and Taisus, because if Taisus, what's Taisus Kashi from Dalit Panim Bahadar Dodi? The Maya says one body. If it's one body and the Issur of Tzuras Adam is to make the whole Tzuras Adam, so a Dalit Panim with one body is not a Tzuras Adam. It's a Tzuras Adam with four heads. Even if all four heads were human heads, probably Mutul Lefid Rosh, because it's not a Tzuras Adam.
Isn't it one head with four faces, not four heads? Isn't it one
head with four faces? I don't know.
It's also a pun, not like a Russian. I thought Shandra Raj is once you have four faces on one head, it's definitely not necessary. I don't know what it means.
I don't know what's so special about it. If Tais holds, you don't even need an Erev. They without an Erev, it's not a Surah Sodom. So if you have four faces on one head, that's a Vada, not a Surah Sodom. Tais says, Vada held his four heads. It's recovered that it has. I don't know. I don't have to look in the psukim. Look in the psukim. They show up Ogun Ba'ayim and Neshu L'chaya Achas. Forehead. Maybe the Ran's not looking at him. Any of that. But in this Taisus, I think it's mufuch that it's. He's saying if it's four faces, then it's only then it would be. You know, it's mufuch that it's four heads. Chayyim Taisus mufuch that it's four heads, and Taisus yes, that it should be also. I thought it was the Kitzur. That's what I say in Taisus, that it's the, that he holds not like the Rosh. The Issur is only a head. Hagam Taisus Amud Beis. I'm going to have done the Taisus Amud Beis. Tosfos Amud Beis says that the Isser of being Masha of Tzuras Adam is only the whole body. But that's different. There he's talking about the Isser of Chashad Avodah Zarah. Yeah, the Chashad Avodah Zarah might be only the whole body. Right? Now he's talking about the Isser Asiyah. The Isser Asiyah could be only a head.
That what?
Wasn't the
Gemara saying
that? What? Why can't the Gemara answer what there was just ahead?
Yeah.
It's Kashan Rosh. Why can't the Gemara answer for Rabbi Yehuda that maybe he didn't... Well, what are you asking? The Gemara says Rabbi Yehuda was also, he said, Sama Eilu Dedeh. What means Rabbi Yehuda's Rai L'Isser? Because Shmuel said to him, Sama Eilu Dedeh. Yeah. Anyway, let's go on to places. Shulchan Aruch says Yesh Oyim that it's mutter lasois vilish lashois ahead without a goof. So Shulchan Aruch says Yesh Oyim by both things, that there's no chashad of a zara by a head without a goof. That's shehiyah, and that there's no iser and there's no iser asiya by a head without a goof. The Ran is takamukha also. The Rosh is beferish, and the Ran is also mukha. The Ran says, if there's wings, then there's no iser of tzuras adam. Only as malach. Wings is the body, not the head. It's mukha in the Ran that the iser is on the whole body, not on the head. That doesn't tell you something to do with that. Okay, right here in Taisus. Taisus says, Yesh l'dak. You're like, come, hello. Shema minu ad drosh, the like sasin, iti, asi aliba de kuliyama, I feel a little bit the rabbi duki must nisa the leel pull up a mitzay. Will the dollar say anything that sees other muteris? The vade asuri. That's me a little shver. And he's telling the fact doesn't say elo. Now buy it. What does that do the rabbi? How the dikas from the gemara itself? The gemara itself asks the pshitos. Alom asan yakol afetzuf mutarim chutz mi parts of adam. The gemara answers. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Pirkei, Rabbi Yeshua Shmuley, Leisasin Oisi. That is the Isser to make a Tzuras Adam. Maybe that's the way he says. We should have said El on that. Shasha Moshe Bishori. My answer: Vatali Leisasin Yiti, Kamusha Moshe Mshamshim Pani Bamora, and so on. And then he said Elo. It's Mashal. There's no Chazorah from the Drosh of Leisasin Oisi. Leisasin Oisi remains an Emes Drosh, even though the Firov is not Mucha from the Brisa. Rice itself is no mashmaiz. The Mitzios according to Rabbi is talking about Mitzis, Sahafis, Isis, Mitzis. It's not, there's no real deal that there's Nisr Lissas and Isis. The Gemara introduces it over here to explain the Bryce of Kala Partsuf and Mutarim Chutzmi Parts of Adam. And that the Maskana, the Mitzis is not. That the Maskana. I don't know why Tosfos makes the deed from the lack of an elo. Just again, in the Shaka Tiling, how did the Gemara right now? Never mind the Gemara before with the Brisa with the Mitzvah. Right now in this Shaka Tiling. Where in the Pshat Levitari did we introduce this problem of the Tzuras Adam? Because I had said that we're only answering Dalit Panim B'Havei Adodim. So Murray asked, Elu Mayat the parts of Adam Tishtoi. So parts of Adam, why is parts of Adam also? And who says it's also? So where brings the Brisa from before? Abaye's version of the Brisa of the Mitzvah, that Kolei Patsufim Mutarim Chutz Mi Parts of Adam, which according to Abaye means that you're not allowed to make the parts of Adam. No, yes, that's a special posse for Assassin Oisin. It could be the Maskana that we ask the Ulsha Moshim. Maybe you don't need the Dosha with Assassin Oisin. Maybe parts of Adam's included in Shamoshim and Shamoshim Lamata. Here's my issue. It's in the structure of the Gemara. What did Tosfos see in the fact that there's no Elul? The way the Gemara went was, Abai said, only Dalet Panim. So the Gemara asked the question, what do you do with the Braisa? And this is only Abai is a version of the Braisa. That parts of Adam is also. According to Abai, it means also Lassus. According to Rabbi, that's not what it means. It's from a Moitse, it's from a Serapis. But Abai learned parts of Adam is also, so Agamar asks, why is parts of Adam also? It's not Dalet Panim Adi Adodi. It's not Mother Elion even. So the one answered, there's a drosh of Isi. Then the Gemara asked, but what about Shabbat? But we have, eventually the Gemara asked, but we have a Beferish Shabbat that isn't even Cham Levana. So you see that we ask her even Mother Atachtoim. And the Gemara answers, Acherem Mosu, that's the bottom line, Acherem Mosu. That's the final answer. So what's Tosfos' deal? Tosfos' medayik, it doesn't say Elo. Where should it say Elo exactly over here? Tosfos' medayik that this drasha remains the maskana. Even the maskana, it's also to make a part of Adam. Because it doesn't say Elo. Where exactly should it say Elo that we should then come out that part of Adam is mutter? And let's say it said over here, Elo. Imagine, let's say it did say Elo in the Gemara. We'll write a new Gemara that it says Elo. The question, and we'll put it, the Elo's going to be over here, presumably. After the Gemara slugs it up from Chama Levana, you see, we ask even Shemoshim, Shebetachnana, Shemuad Ratachdoin, so we'll say Elo, Rabbi Leo was a Cherem Asalai. What would that mean? If there wasn't Elo in the Gemara, there happens not to be, but if there wasn't Elo in the Gemara, so we would be Chazer. What would be the Chazar? From what would we be Chazer over here? It would mean like this. We first posited that the Issa is only the Dalet Panim, which is the Modera Elyon Elyon, the upper. And we asked, but what about parts of Adam? It means we thought parts of Adam is also Al Shamoshim. Shamoshim down here on earth? So you don't need Modera Elyon. We answered, no, there's a Drosh of Isa. Then we said, no, it's not true. Even Chama Levana is also. So you see, we talk about even Shamoshim down the level of Chama Levana. So if we're going to be Garis Elo, it'll mean Elo. You don't need the drasha of Isi. Parts of Adam is taka also as Mishamshin, because Mishamshin are even also down below. And Rabbi Gamliel was a Cherem Osula. So even if it'll be Glorious Elo, it's still going to be that parts of Adam is also. As far as whether or not parts of Adam is also, it's irrelevant whether you're Glorious Elo or you're not Glorious Elo. If you're not Glorious Elo, that means we're still going that parts of Adam is also as Isi. If you are Gairis Ella, it would be Mashma that we're now having Chayzer, that the other parts of Adam is like we thought originally, it's also Asma Shamshin. But Kach Oy Kach, parts of Adam is also. It's irrelevant to whether or not you're Gairis Ella. There's a different issue that this Braisa doesn't exist according to Rova. So who says that according to Rova there has to be an Issa of parts of Adam? My Inyan Zer to the question of whether or not you're Gairis Ella. Which is the Hemshech Taisus. Taisus says that it's mashmid la halach we pass in the din of parts of Adam, because it doesn't say Ella in the Gemara. The Yeshu that midaloi kamer Ella shema midah that the drash of leisas and isi is the kuli alma even according to Rava who doesn't have such a brisa. Elo, so what's going to be different then? Then because the kasha of Chama Levana.
I meant the Elo by Brisa, the Oisi.
Can you say over here, Ella?
Yeah.
Say Ella over here. If you guys, Ella. I don't know how that would make sense. So what would Ella mean? Over here, then makes no sense to go sell it. The more saying there's the Isra Shabashim Tak only Dalai Padam. We're not chaser from that, but this is a new Israel Isi. To that extent, there's no Ella. I mean, it doesn't make sense, Ella. We're not chaser from the Dalai Padam part. At least not at that stage in the Gemara. The Isra Shabashim Tak only Dalai Padam, not Chama Levana, not Mother Atachna. Parts of Fadim is a different issue. There's no Ella's not going to make any sense.
So it sounds like Professor Smith and Hemshev is saying that we see from the Drosha of Leisas and Yisi, they had a Leisas and Yisi, he's going to Kuleyama. So wouldn't you need to have the Ella right before the Leisi or not Leisi?
No, what would Ella mean over here? Ella means that there's a Chazar. Where's the Chazar? We had a kasha. Rabbi said it's only dalat ponim. Lusas and shamoshim is only dalat ponim. The Bryce says there's a mister parts of them. The answer is that's a different issue. Lusas and Isi. Is a chazara. Ella means we mean chais from originally said. Ella. That's what we said. After all, Ella is a chazara. Where's there a chazara? Here? Maybe you're right. Maybe this is an anomalous Ella. I mean, not that it's here, but if it would be here, this is Madaik. Maybe the Mimakum to say that the Gemara only said the drush of Isi to get out of the Brisa. It was only invented for the Brisa. If the Brisa doesn't exist, you don't need the Teres. So if it would have said Ella, that's not the normal usage of Ella. Ella is normally a Chazar. Maybe you could say that the Gemara only introduced this whole drush of Isi because of the Brisa. It's like custom made to get out of the brisa, so that would be like an Ella. Are you asking for a brisa, Ella? I know that's not what Ella usually means. Maybe it means like this, Tysus. The drasha I see is a new drasha, right? It's a brand new drasha. It's not the regular drasha of Shamash. It's a new drasha. Rishu Adarshan I see. You're not to make a tour of the Kibyoko. And it's nothing to do with Mishamshu. Maybe Tysus means like, if you would be Goyer Se'elo, that would mean down here below. That's where that, I think, would belong. That would mean that the Gemara is rejecting the drasha of Isi. And it's saying, no, the Isser Patsa Fodim has nothing to do with Isi, it's an Isser of Mishamshin. And if that would be true, that the Isser Patsa Fodim is an Isser of Mishamshin, then the Isser of Mishamshin, you know, we've already gone through various stages, how far down does it go? First, we put only the Dalit Ponim HaDeadoni, that we know it's the Mother Elyon. Then we came down to the Mother HaTachtoin. And because Elo, that means we're going to bring the Dinu Mishamshin not only down to the Mother HaTachtoin, but down to here Ala Oretz also, to Odom, whose Mishamish is currently down here Ala Oretz. That's what Elo would mean. And if that's the case, then we're only going to bring the Issa Mishamshin as far down as we have evidence for. Because we're not going to make it up. If there's a Brisa, that the Yisra Mishamshin is not only down by the Chama Levana, but it's down here by Odom, So a five, this mishamsha goes down to other. But if there's no such raisa, then on our own, we're not going to posit it. Right? It needs to stay somewhere. So if you're going to be going to Ella, that means the drush of Rabbi Shua, this is Rabbi Shua, the Gemara is rejecting the drush of Rabbi Shua. So Rabbi Shua's out of the picture. There's no issue. So why is there an issue? So where do we get the sister of Adam from? The Rice says there's an issue of parts of Adam. We'll have to say it's an extension of the issue of Mishamshin, which is now no longer in the mother at Eliot, and no longer even only in the mother at Tachlin. It goes all the way down to Adla Ofer, down to Adam HaShofer. But that's only because we have a Raisa. But if there is no Raisa, quite the rubber, the Raisa doesn't exist. Because this Raisa was talking about Moitse and Avodah Zorah and Serapis and Meisim. It's nothing to do. It's no such Raisa. If there's no such Raisa, and there's no Rabbi Shua either, so just to make up on our own that there's an Isser of Laisas and Noisim, Mechatesa. Or there's an Isser of parts of Odom, or there's an Isser of Hashamshin down here on the Horus, Mechatesa. But Taisa, no, but the fact is, we're not there as Elo. That means even the Maskondo, the Isser of Hashamshin, only goes down to Chamul Levon. The Isser of Adam is now as Mishamshin. The Isser of Adam is as Oisi, because Rabbi Shua dash and Oisi. Well, Rabbi Shua is self-sufficient. We have a Rabbi Shua, is that Oisi? So what do I care if it says in the price or not? But it says in Rabbi Shua. If we got rid of Rabbi Shua, so we're just working with Mishamshin. So if there's a price, and the Mishamshin is down to Adam, then it's down to Adam. According to Rabbi, there's no such price. Then it doesn't go down to Adam. But now that we're not there as Elo, that means we're not going with Mishamshin. We're going with, which Mishamshin is only down to Chamul Levono. Where did the Isser of Adam come from? It came from Rabbi Shua. So even if he wrote that the Braisa doesn't exist, but Rabbi Shua exists, so why should I think that Rabbi doesn't have Rabbi Shua? So that's what he says. So therefore, since you're not going to say, let's master Rabbi Shua remains true to the Maskana. There's din of Isser even the Maskana. And if there's din of Isser even the Maskana, then there's Isser even then why shouldn't Rabbi agree to it? He may not have a Braisa for it, but he has a Rabbi Shua for it. Maybe that's the Pshat talking to us. So anyway, it says in place of the Yisrael Oisi is true even the Maskon, and it's an Yisrael as Kiviyochel, not as Mishamshin. The Rambam also says that way. That the Yisrael of Odom is as the Odom Alakise, like Rabbi Shua. So Taisus asks, so Taisus says, Hey Mashmu Chamon, the Kom, right? Taisus, another right, it's an Yisrael parts of Odom, to make the Tzur of Odom, even according to Rambam, as the Bryson. They're not allowed to be chasing with it to make a seal in the wax. Right? People that make sun and the moon on their rings, presumably it's the parts of Adam. So you see that it's also to make a tzur in the wax of the parts of Adam. What's the Isser? Presumably it's an Isser seal. And it says another halacha. It's only a profile. Tapestries and stuff, those are multi. If I says if it would be a full part of Taisus holds, even a painting is awesome. It's a fruition Taisus holds that even a paint, this Taisus holds. Taisus elsewhere is different, the Ram is different, but Taisus holds even a painting. It's only if it's a profile, that's the first Taisus. Taisus are paintings. Tzvoim. And Sedinim. Tzuris Adam should save him b'sadinim b'tzvoim b'chein b'rikmu or with embroidery. It's only mutter because it's only because it's chatzi parts, but it will be a whole parts of. Or maybe it's only front and not a back. Came in parts of shalom or chatzi parts of. I don't know. Paiskin don't assume that. Paiskin assume means it's a profile, not a full face.
Profile.
Like a sideways. Only one eye. Taisa doesn't say that. The other issue, the Rambam says that way. The Rambam says it's mutter because it's not three-dimensional. But Taisa's mashmud only because it's a profile. I hear maybe Taisa means because it's no other. That's what it means, parts of shalom. Yeah, but that would be true even by a chosen. It can't be. Then why is it also to be chasing with the tabas? That's the tabas shekas because it makes a relief in the wax. But there's no back. It's mukhuch that you don't need. Even the places before said that the may malachim they don't have a parts if it takes away from the suez of them. Yes, you have to say that's different. That's megareya. I know, that's actually interesting. I never thought about it. Taisa says that the malachim, since they don't have an ayref, there's no issur of it. It's not subsumed under Surah Sodom because they don't have an ayref. You know, they have a, I know they have exactly, but there's no ayref. So somehow that's less Surah Sodom than just than they have a bas relief. It also doesn't really have a back. I mean, it has a flat back. I mean, maybe that's enough. The flat back, maybe that's called the. Maybe that's the ayref. Maybe that's the earth. Maybe even on a shiny, maybe even on the wax. So what do you have in the back? The back is flat. But what is in a person? The back's also flat. So maybe that is called an earth. And on the rikma, and then the rikma, since it's not three dimensional, you don't have an earth. Maybe you're right. Maybe that's what it means. So chatsi parts, it means there's no back. The chaisa maybe has a back. The wax seal has a back because it's flat on the back. And flat is the earth. But on a rikma, on a flat painting, there is no back. So that's what it means, chatsi parts. I hear. That's interesting. Mice is a price from the sumat. This means a profile.
How do you know from
Tis?
Because that's what he did back then.
How do we know that that's the pshat in Tis? Or how do the place know that that's the pshat in Tis?
How do
the
place know that
Suya is? I don't know. I think that's okay. I think that's what they assume that it means a profile. Maybe another Chinese form for later there. Yeah, that's probably what they have. You look in the Bayou tapestries and stuff. Where they have to. That'll be more or less the right type. Just a horror. So Taisus says he brings derived from this case of Tabas. Derived from this case that there must be an Israel seal. I told you before the Bahag Taisun Amud Beis brings the Bahag that the taste of the Tabas was a drachim. If the Tabas was a drachim, then there's no Israel seal in a drachim. So how does the Bahad learn the Brisa that if Tabas that's Chais v'Shikas, it's also Lachnebo because you're making a relief in the wax. So what? There's no Israsiya on the dragon. Akorchuk the Bahad held that it's not Al Dasiya, it's Al Shadav Adazar. A drachin is in Tzura Neved, this was in the Mishnah. And if you're making a drachin in the wax, it's going to be popping out, so people will be chayshid that you're oivid it. If it's a tzur shekas, people aren't oivid to a tzur shekas, but a tzur that's a beletis, people could be oivid to. It's achshara v'rizor. So how does Taisa know that that's not the pshat? So now Taisa holds that like the bat. He holds it's not a dragon, it's a person. But how does Taisa know that the isser here is achshalisas and eating? Maybe the isser tak achshara v'rizor, even if he Taisa's. There is a shot of a Zohar even on a person, even though on a painting, the Gemara doesn't have it. I mean, on a vase, and Kalim, Tzuras Odom, is not also. Not also Bahanoch. Well, let me put it this way. The same Bryce says that if you have a Tabas, whose Tzuras Beletis, it's also Lashes. It's Mutal Lachnim, but it's also Lashes. Why is it also Lashes? If it's Mutal Lachnim, why is it also Lashes? Fitais himself. This Tabas has on it a person. So what is saying Bryce? It says this Bryce, the Bryce says, you're not allowed to, if the Tabas is Shekas, so you're not allowed to make impresses with it, because then the wax is going to stick out. But if the Tabas is Berletis, then you're allowed to make impresses with it, because then the wax is going to be harmless. It's just going to be, in the wax, it'll be Shekas. But you're not allowed to keep the ring. Why can't you keep the ring? You're allowed to use the ring, so why can't you keep the ring? Why can't you keep the ring? Teretz says, because of Shah. Shadav Adazar. Taisus of the basis with Teresh. Shadav Adazar. Taisus says, yeah, the bottom of Taisus for Harav Yehuda, short Taisus. The issue to keep around the ring that has a chaisim sticking out is as chashad of a dazar. Why is there a chashad of a dazar if the ring is sticking out? It's only tzuras adam according to Taisa, not tzuras drachim. Tzuras adam, the Mishnah said, is mutar b'hanoch. So why is there this? Why is there chshad? So you have to say that chshad is more chomer than this rana. You buy kelim, they have a tzura sold them. They're not also b'hano. But the keep a tzura beletus of a person, we're chayshim. People are going to think that it's over the zara. That's muchach. So how does Tosfos know that the isser of being of making impresses where the impress is going to stick out in the wax? Maybe that's also aschshav. Same way the bahakos. That if it's a dragon, this is achshav. So according to Tosfos also, what's Tosfos right into the assassin isti? Why not learn the isser la'olam the same way if the tabas is sticking out? The isser to keep it, to keep the ring, is achshav of it is or. So if you have a tabas, it's chayis m'shekas, and the rice is also lachlimbo. So Tosfos, oh, you see, there's nisur l'assassin isti. Who says? Maybe that's also nisur achshav of it is or. That you'll feel richayish that you're worshiping the wax seal. Well, you're going to hold out to the wax. Maybe you're going to mail the wax. So, maybe you're going to mail the wax. So maybe you're not keeping the wax. It's no silahashis because you're going to get rid of the wax. Maybe. This is the Ramban. The Ramban says that that the same way there's no Israel by Kalim, only by Kalim Mechubonim, we pass them like a Pshim Lim. So Ramban says there's no only, this Shad is also only by Kalim Mechubonim. Maybe it tastes hell at the wax and not kelim mechubadim. So on the ring, there could be a chshada, but on the wax, there's no chshad because it's not kelim mechubadim. But the sasani tik is left. Because rasi is left. Maybe that's the chshad of Tosfos. Any idea? Maybe like we were saying, that the wax you don't keep around. So Tosfos tell this is shahir, it's not chshad, but you have to keep it. You're making well, like reason he's made mailing off the letters to, you know, the comment, to whatever. There's no Isser Shia now. And the Bahagalata, the Bahagal, no, that's also called Shia. You're not allowed to, it's a dragon, you're going to make a Tzuris dragon in wax, and the people are going to be Chayshir that you're worshipping the dragon. What? Yeah, but the Brisa says both things. The Brisa is also to be Masha. If the Tabas sticks out, you're not allowed to be Masha. And if the Tabas sticks in, then you're allowed to be Masha, but you're not allowed to be Chayshir. And why are you not allowed to be Chayshir? It's only a dragon. There's no Isser Shia in the dragon. That's in the sechsha. It's going to be an interesting thing. The bahag post is in the sechsha in the wax, and Tosfos holds for the poshut that there's no sechsha in the wax. It's just in the sasun, with sasun iti. Okay, we'll have to stop here. I have to go. So this is Monday. I want to focus some more about this. There's two things I want to work on. I'm not sure. I'm not even predicting what I want to talk about on Monday, but I'm going to talk about the rest of the sugya. I want to finish up the sugya Monday, maybe Tuesday. Then I'll let you go for finals. And okay. Yeah, so I'll see you on Monday.